with the orange off me.
Kyle, that two-minute drill there at the end, I have to go to end that way. And
absolutely. Good for us to get that work. You know, we hadn't had a two-minute situation in the preseason. We do it all the time in practice, but to get some live action out, it was good for us. And, you know, I don't think we could have executed it any better, starting with Teddy back in the pocket.
Talk about when he threw the ball. I mean, besides three big throws right there.
Yeah, I mean, the biggest throw I think of the two-minute drive was the six that he threw to Charles. I mean, you know, the big end, he steps up in the pocket and gets hit and puts it right on the money. That kind of got us rolling.
His cool improving, and you know, in situations like that, is he getting more and more calm? And
I don't think it's
things?
Possible for Teddy to get more calm. You know, since the day he came in against New Orleans as a rookie, he's just, that's the way he is. You know, his demeanor never changes, never gets too high, never gets too low. You know, that's what makes him so special as a quarterback. And I think you can just see his play continue to get better and better. And making some big throws for us.
What do you think about his move on that run, the 22-yard run?
I had a pretty good seat, you know, right there in the, about in the numbers, and I knew there was no way that guy was going to tackle him. Way too much space, and he doesn't get enough credit for his shiftiness. He put a good juke on him and got a first down.
Kyle, how about those three straight completions that Teddy had, yours being the third? Mm-hmm. I mean, Teddy ready for the regular season, obviously, with those three.
I mean, three huge throws. I think the first one to Charles was probably the biggest one of that drive. You know, a big defensive tackle on his face, getting hit, and then still stands in and throws it.
On yours, do you think he's going to get over that defender there? Or is it?
Oh, absolutely. I've caught in quite a few of those balls over Manti's head in my day. So it felt just like college. That's Teddy. I mean, he does an incredible job with his eyes and then, you know, puts the ball where only I can get it.
Is this place going to work? You keep it?
Yeah, I think it'll be all right. We can get used to winning here.
How about just the new stadium, the atmosphere, and all that kind of stuff?
It's incredible. You know, I can't wait to get out there against the Packers and, you know, really open this place for real. Just the environment and atmosphere that we had today for a preseason game, you know, was one of, if not the best that I've been in for any game. So it's exciting, and, you know, we can't wait to break this place in for real.
Okay, on the fumble, is that a good play, or do you just need to go down there?
No, I need to go down. That's 100% on me, you know, fighting for extra yards. And when there's two guys around you, you know, you can't afford to try to get one guy off. So, you know, for me, you know, make a big catch on third down, got to get down and just move the chains.
The sun comes out.
Is that why you kind of fake the spike in the end zone?
Yeah, just so I could hang on to it, absolutely.
Shadows get weird at all when the sun comes out?
None. You know, it's amazing how light the place is with no shadows. You feel like you're outside the whole time, but there's not – you know, an angle in there, at least that I found since we've practiced on Friday and played today, where a shadow was an issue.
Noise good?
Sound like
noise?
Yeah, no, it was great. And thankfully for us, it's usually quiet when we're out there, but, you know, I'm excited to be on the sidelines a few times this year when it gets really rocking for the defense.